Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Thursday, May 18th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
Today we're going to be talking about The Flash, Justice League, Aquaman, and everybody's favorite Swamp Thing. First up, Flash. So big news recently, as WB is reportedly talking with multiple directors about the Flash film. The Wrap, Humberto Gonzalez of The Wrap, reported that Robert Zemeckis is the frontrunner. That article was shortly followed up by Justin Kroll of Variety saying that Matthew Vaughn was also being considered. And then shortly after that, Boris Kidd of The Hollywood Reporter added Sam Raimi to the list. So, three big names there. I guess before we get into likeliness of that happening, what do you think of these names, Zach?
So, I mean, those are all great names. Sam Raimi is somebody who I don't really think about very often when we're trying to think of directors to come in. But, you know, he did a great job with those first three Spider-Man films. And, I mean, I'd be perfectly fine with him coming in. That being said, out of those three, he is third on the list that I would want to see direct this Flash movie. But any of those three, really, I'd be happy with.
Yeah, well, who would be your favorite choice out of those?
Probably Robert Zemeckis.
Okay. So, right, we don't know. First off, it's interesting, like, when Seth Graham Smith left and then Rick Famuyiwa came on, it looked like an upgrade in directors. With all due respect to Rick Famuyiwa, if they get any of these three, I think that would be a significant upgrade, just in terms of proven with big blockbusters. These are three great names, and, you know, if one or none of them do The Flash, I would like the others to be considered for other DC films. I think they're just really good choices. So I would be fine with any of them. You know, it's really enticing to see what Zemeckis could do. I would be really curious. He has just an insane filmography, proven way back to the 80s, has done so much good stuff. Matthew Vaughn probably has the best recent track record. Mm-hmm. In terms of that, you know, we talked about him a little bit for Man of Steel. He has the best track record out in the last decade, I would say, of these directors. And Sam Raimi, I'm a huge fan of. Even his Darkman, I kind of like that from 1990. Thought that was pretty cool. So I would be cool with any of these. Having said that, we don't know. It sounds like Zemeckis is... It sounds like he's the front runner, obviously, from the articles, but also it sounds like it's more serious than we thought. It sounds like, according to Kroll on Twitter, it sounds like he wants to do it. But when he was meeting with them, he, you know, had already signed up to do another film with Steve Carell, and that's got a start date and everything. They can't change that. That comes out, or he starts filming that in August, can't budge on that, and that is set to release in November of next year. Now, it does seem like a smaller film. I don't know how long, but it sounds like WB might be willing to wait on that now. That could be just a negotiating play on that, but they might be willing to wait for him if he's planning to do it after that film with Steve Carell. And just some other notes here. Vaughn could just be trying to, you know, Kroll mentions that Vaughn could just be trying to get leverage for the next Kingsman film. Second one comes out, but he's already, you know, the third one might be an option. So it sounds like there's interest there, but he might just be trying to get leverage. Might not. Might, though. And then one other interesting note. Joby Harold's first draft of the script has reportedly been turned in, which we talked about. I think it was January that it came out that he was working on that. So I'm sure any of these directors would at least do a polish on the script, if not a significant rewrite. But sounds like the first one is already been turned in.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff moving behind the scenes for Flash, which we haven't heard a whole lot of news about recently. So it is exciting to see that. Obviously, it's not like they just tossed it to the side and weren't doing anything with it at all, but it's exciting to see some of this stuff actually bubbling up out into the public information.
Yeah, and you know, Geoff Johns is a huge Flash fan, so it's not surprising if they're going to do a Flash film, they're going to get a pretty big director. That's kind of exciting that any of these names are being considered.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Entertainment Weekly also had an article following up, and they said that Sam Raimi and Mark Webb had both already passed on directing The Flash. They decided they didn't want to do it. And they also kind of had a throwaway line here that the film also lost its father figure with Billy Crudup, who is set to play the Ezra Miller Miller's character's dad, dropping off. Warner Brothers declined to comment on that.
Yeah, so we haven't really heard that. I haven't heard anybody really talking about that, and it's kind of just buried in that article, like you said. But that is, I mean, it was cool that I was excited about him being in the film and not really sure why he dropped off. Maybe he just timing didn't work because he found something else to work on, because obviously they've been pushing this film around for a while trying to get a director. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to speculate into why he's not doing it.
Yeah, and we should point out, we're recording this earlier than usual for Thursday's episode, and nobody has followed up on this yet. So, like, in terms of why, you know, if it's official that he's gone and if, or why, it could be as simple as these directors want their own cast.
Right.
And outside of Ezra Miller, maybe they want to do it. It's weird, though, because we know he's was in Justice League. You know, maybe they cut him out, or maybe they do reshoots if they get a new director, or maybe the new director talks him into staying and wants him. It's a weird situation. I'm surprised that, you know, why would he leave for a project that doesn't have a release date, doesn't have a director? They don't know when he's going to be filming, so why would he leave now if he did, in fact, leave?
Yeah. So, moving on to a film from the DCEU that is coming out sooner. There's a story going around that there's some major reshoots. Not really a story, more of a rumor, that there are some major reshoots going on of Justice League. And the Wrap reported that there's been no additional photography to date on Justice League. We have planned and will shoot additional pickups early summer. Additional photography has always been planned, like most pictures in general, but certainly for a tentpole of Justice League's size and scope.
Yeah, it was a site I hadn't heard of made this rumor. We didn't even talk about it when it came out because I hadn't heard of the site before and nobody else was running with it. And then it was, you know, it's been debunked by Humberto Gonzalez. So there absolutely will be reshoots. To what extent, we don't know, but it's not, don't act like a surprise. Every big budget film does reshoot. So, yeah, it was just a rumor that basically the film was being remade from scratch, and that seems to have been debunked.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like every single, I don't know what movie it started with, but every single big blockbuster movie now has some random person write an article that says, oh, they're doing a bunch of reshoots because the movie's terrible. And then every time people have to write articles that say, reshoots are a normal part of big blockbuster films. And I don't know how long it's going to take for people to realize that that is a normal part of big blockbuster films.
Well, I know it definitely happened for Suicide Squad, if not before then. Rogue One obviously had a big thing like that. And, you know, if a studio is doing reshoots, that usually sounds good to me because it means they're trying to improve the film. It's not like they're saying, oh, well, we shot it. We don't want to spend any more money on this. Just release right. It as is. You know, reshoots are a good thing in that. So, yeah. Weird rumor, but appears to be debunked. Next up, we've got a Twitter question from @JesseW7283892 about Aquaman. Will we see New 52 version of Ocean Master or the original version of Ocean Master, which is the son of Tom Curry in Aquaman? Zach, any idea what we could see?
No, I really don't have any idea what we could see. I mean,
okay. It's great insight.
I know. Like, I don't know. I think they could do it any way that they want to. And having Ocean Master be related in some way, a lot of times he's brother, half brother to Aquaman, I think that would be cool. It would be, you know, just some inherent family drama and just, you know, that kind of like vying for power that happens in royal societies a lot of times where relatives turn on relatives. I think that would work fine in this film, but that being said, if they make it so he's not related to Aquaman in any way, I think they can still make a pretty cool Aquaman film without that.
I think they're absolutely going to have them be half brothers. And I would say that I would say the New 52 I would be shocked if they went anywhere but the New 52 interpretation where they have the same mother and Orm is really looking for to become the king. Obviously, they've used a lot of inspiration from Geoff Johns in this, his New 52 run. I think most likely it's going to have heavy, heavy influences on that and seeds of the Throne of Atlantis storyline and everything like that. That doesn't mean they won't take some stuff from pre-New 52 Aquaman, couple runs in particular that they could definitely take a lot of things from. But I think in general, it's going to be very influenced by Jeff Brown's run.
For sure.
Everything we say, even, you know, recent casting, it's characters created from Jeff Brown's run. So I think that's what we're going to see.
All right. And to round up today, the story that we kind of buried, this is really the biggest news we have in the past, I don't know, couple years. The return of Swamp Thing has been released on Blu-ray in the UK.
That's very exciting.
Oh, it sure is.
Hey, this is this is one of the top two DC movies from 1989. I don't think you can argue with me there. So it's been dropped on Blu-ray in the UK. I don't know if there's any plans to make a US release. Haven't heard anything about that yet. But I did order my copy from the UK. Don't even know if it's going to work in my Blu-ray player. But but it's got a nice green case, and that's what sold me on it.
Yeah.
I like when they have the different colors instead of the plain blue on the Blu-rays. So that was worth it right there.
Yeah, film marketers out there, now you know how to get Tom to buy movies from you.
There you go. All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.